If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't Beat Raven.
$1,400 is the cash jackpot today for Can't Beat Raven. Okay, Donna, do you have what it takes to take Raven down on a Friday?
I do.
Oh, great. Perfect. That's what I like. Some confidence right there. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $1,400. Here we go.
Here's the thing, Donna. I wrote these questions, and I honestly have no idea if Raven knows them or not. Usually, I kind of have a feeling, but today, I'm not sure. But there's five pop culture questions here. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, and then I'll bring Raven back in here. We're in a soundproof studio. He can't hear us right now. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties do go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, Yoda was originally going to be blue. Even in the final screenplay for The Empire Strikes Back, it describes him as bluish. What color is Yoda?
Green.
Number two, Jim Carrey is in talks to star in a live-action version of The Jetsons. What was the name of the robot maid?
Rosie.
Number three, Keanu Reeves was told to go by a different name at the start of his career, and he almost chose Chuck Spading before refusing to change. The famous movie quote, "I know Kung Fu," is from which of his movies?
Oh my God. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Number four, Boss Baby, Back in Business, will be on Nickelodeon and Netflix. What is Boss Baby's big brother's name?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
And number five, this year's Lifetime holiday lineup includes A Pickleball Christmas. There's going to be 12 new movies this year. The most popular Lifetime series was about a group of women and one man married to soldiers at a South Carolina Army base. What was that called?
Army Wives?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
3 out of 5 for Donna.
All right, not great, not terrible. A lot of money. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Yoda was originally going to be blue. Even the final screenplay for The Empire Strikes Back describes him as bluish. Okay. What color is Yoda?
He's green, and if they made him blue, it would have been stupid, and the whole movie would have failed.
That's probably not true at all.
No. But
yep. All right, number two, Jim Carrey's in talks to star in a live-action version of The Jetsons, which sounds awesome.
It actually does, right?
Yes.
It sounds like the most exciting thing I've heard him possibly attached to in a very long time.
What was the name of the robot maid?
Rosie.
Rosie,
of
yes.
Of course, Rosie the Robot.
Number three, Keanu Reeves was told to go by a different name at the start of his career, and he almost chose Chuck Spading before refusing to change it.
Now, I'm glad that he did not make that choice.
The famous movie quote, "I know Kung Fu," is from which one of his movies?
From The Matrix.
That's right.
Him and Lawrence Fishburne. "Show me." That is the response from Lawrence Fishburne.
Number four, Boss Baby, Back in Business, will be back on Nickelodeon and Netflix. What's Boss Baby's big brother's name?
Daniel Baldwin?
No, Tim.
Okay.
And number five, this year's Lifetime holiday lineup includes A Pickleball Christmas.
All right.
There's 12 new movies that are going to be premiering next month. The most popular Lifetime series was about a group of women and one man married to soldiers at a South Carolina Army base. What was that called?
I have no idea. Sisters of the Traveling Pants.
No. Army Wives.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Donna, you guys tied at 3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
That's close.
All right. Thanks. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,500 come Monday, Anna.
Donna, that was a lot closer than I thought. You almost had him.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.